Hello everyone and welcome to J Movie Talk episode 80 as I'll be reviewing the movie Heathers.
Thing this afternoon? I'm so angry. It was chaos, fucking chaos.
What are you talking about, huh? I mean, today was great. Chaos is great. Chaos is what killed the dinosaurs, darling.
And joining me on this episode is frequent friend of the show, Miss Keita Hubbard, or Miss Keita, if you will, for Movie Talk, that is. How you doing, Keita?
I'm doing pretty good. You just botched all that up, but just Keita Hubbard on here. Yeah, Jesus. Jesus, Jay.
I've been doing a lot of that lately. Botching and fixing in post.
Oh, and you're supposed to be a pro, right?
Allegedly.
I like that. Allegedly.
Yeah, I've been doing it almost 3 years, but, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Allegedly, I like this movie, allegedly. Okay.
All right. So, for anyone who's listening who doesn't know the backstory, like, what the hell are you doing reviewing the movie Heathers?
I blame you.
Oh, it's not my fault.
It is your fault. You put it on the Twitter poll, and they had an option to pick. So it is your fault.
And there were three other options to pick. They didn't
right.
have to pick this.
No, but you put it on the list. So it's your fault. It's 50-50. Your fault and it's the Twitter people fault.
Well, 90-10. How about that?
No, 50-50. Because if you didn't put it on the poll, it wouldn't have been reviewed by myself and you, and then me just tearing it apart. So.
All right. Well, I mean, okay. We'll dive into that in a minute. But, for anyone who's listening who don't know, as Keita was alluding to about the poll, is that we decided to do this thing for Movie Talk where we're going to basically once a month let the, you know, Twitterverse or whatnot select a movie for Keita that she's never seen before or whatnot, and then we'll come on Movie Talk and review it. So Heathers was the one that won for the month of February, and that's why we're here reviewing Heathers.
You know what, sir? I think you need to move from Twitter and do it maybe on Instagram or Facebook. Give them an opportunity because Twitter, I mean, I could deal with the first movie, shock stalking, this old white lady. You know what I'm saying? I get that. Then we get a bunch of bitches and then okay. Well, and we get a psychopath and,
yeah.
I mean, okay, next month, what we gonna get clowns?
No.
Jesus.
No. We'll talk about.
Give me a good movie. But I'm happy. I'm not happy at all.
All right. We'll talk about that when we get to the end when I bring up the poll for next month because I already put that one up and it's almost done with.
God. I don't even know the next poll. I don't even know. You probably told me. I probably forgot. I probably never looked at it. You probably tagged me. I didn't even look at it. So no, I'm going to do that while you're talking and see how bad it is.
So, like I say, we're going to talk about Heathers. 1988 is when it came out. So, I was 2 years old and you weren't even born yet.
I wasn't even thought of at all.
I was 2 years old. So, you know, it was funny about it. This was actually the first time I actually watched the whole movie from beginning to end. I've always, like, seen bits and pieces, but I never sat and actually watched it from beginning to end. This is the first time that I did that for this. So.
God, and I wish I could take it back, but I can't. So.
All right, so real quick, the cast here. Let's talk about this cast. So we have Winona Ryder as Veronica Sawyer. We have Christian Slater as Jason Dean, a.k.a.
A psycho.
JD.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Doherty as Heather Duke. Lisa Ann Falk as Heather McNamara. That was the cheerleader one.
I forgot she was in the movie, but go ahead.
And Kim Walker as Heather Chandler, who was the lead Heather.
The real bitch of the school.
Yeah. So that's pretty much your main cast, but we'll talk about some of the other people that kind of pop in and out of this, too, as we go on. So, I mean, right off the bat, of course, Winona Ryder and Christian Slater are your two biggest stars, at least at this point in time, because Shannon Doherty, she would kind of become a bigger star, like, you know, years later, in a sense. But right off the bat, you got Winona Ryder fresh off of, like, Beetlejuice, you know, and stuff like that. And it was right before Edward Scissorhands and, you know, things of that nature. And then, of course, Christian Slater, you know, he was an up-and-comer at that time. But what'd you think of, like, at least the cast? Because, like I say, Winona Ryder was the biggest name at that time. So what'd you think of this cast or what?
It's hard for me to separate from that from the movie, but I would try my best. The cast is okay. I mean, you get this. What's her name? Veronica.
Yes.
She. Right. Did not have it. Right. This is a, you know, regular Veronica. When they cast this, okay, she's okay. Christian Slater. I was like, he looked familiar. Then I told you he's from the Robot series on USA. So I mean, these two make her. They was fine. It just. I can't separate it because I was going to say it's cheesy, like overall the movie. But the cast was okay, I guess. I mean, it's like your high school type of movie, and you have to have, you know, your young guns in it. So, I mean, I guess they kind of fit it. You got the psychopath, it's Jason, and then you got this, like, this lost girl in a way, Veronica. So,
yeah, well, okay. Okay, so what did you think of the Heathers?
Jesus Christ. This, like, overall, this movie is an F, but I'm gonna try to get through it. The first Heather, you know, the main girl, right? Okay. You could tell she was a bitch, okay? The other ones were just her lackeys. But when it first came on, they was like Heathers. I was like, wait a minute, they all named Heather? It's like, that's so cheesy. And then I kind of found out that's not the truth. It's like she basically... She was popular girl in school, so she said, hey, you want to be with me, your name had to be Heather.
No, and... they all named were Heather.
No. Yeah, I thought... Yeah, no.
They just all had different last names, but they all named was Heather.
Their all name was Heather? Okay, because yeah. Remember the chick who tried to kill her, I thought she said her name was Donna or something. Or maybe she was pretending to make up another name. Okay.
Yeah, she called it Stupid Radio Service, yeah.
Okay, all right, fuck it, whatever. But they all names have is dumb to me. And it just seems so cheesy when it first came on. First of all, the music was just cheesy as hell. And then they go to them, what they were playing, some type of miniature golf or something, and like, so okay, this movie going downhill. It was like the first 3 minutes.
Well, I mean, in fairness, I can't believe I'm going to try to defend this, but I mean, it's basically...
Yeah, go ahead, try.
No, what I'm going to say is basically... It's rich white people problems. In a sense, that's
what, it is, but it just like on. I can't, like, this is the first movie in a long time. I can't separate from me hating it to actually go through it. So bear with me here. It was just cheesy how it began. And then you have basically her lackeys, because Heather A, she's the top bitch or whatever. And then the other one just in her place. Then she called one was brain damage. For something they talked about at lunch, it was just wacky.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, once again, it's the rich, you know, upper class little white girls who basically have to find issues and, you know, whatnot. That's what I got from this. Which, I mean, there's quite a few movies, especially in the 80s, that you have these type of problems. But
yeah.
One thing that I noticed, though, I mean, like you saying, on the surface, it's cheesy, but if you kind of peel back the layers or whatnot, there is like deeper messages to it in a way. And
it is, yeah. When you get through the movie, you will see that. But it just feel like it was a plot, far as having a bunch of suicides, were these murders, and it's just like it was just too much for me. It was just like oh, this is just whack. Like, and then I researched, just, you know, curious. They got like a spinoff, like a TV show.
Yeah, it's gonna be coming here soon, which I'm not, I mean, I might watch the first episode just to see how it's gonna be or whatnot, but it ain't gonna be something I'm gonna really watch or whatnot.
I mean, it might be like the scary movie, not the scary movies, what?
Scream.
Scream movies, yeah, they did it on MTV, so it might be like that crap.
Yeah, well, if it is, then it's definitely gonna suck, so.
Yeah, is it going to Netflix or is it just like on regular TV?
I think it's gonna be on Hulu. I have to look and see. Yeah, it's not going to be on regular network TV, I don't think. I think it'll be like on a streaming service.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, like I said, we were introduced to the Heathers or whatnot. And they all, even though you got Heather, and Veronica. which I thought was funny.
Right.
But you could, well, I mean, right off the bat, you could tell that Veronica was different, not just because of her name, but she was different from the other three. And it was like she was the one that, you know, she was now supposed to be joining the group. She was joining the clique, if you will, and all that or whatever. But she was still somewhat of an outsider. So this movie, it does deal with quite a few issues or whatnot, even though it's done in like funny ways, because I guess they was trying not to be too heavy-handed with it or whatnot. But you have your issues of bullying, you have your issues of like classism, you have your issues of even you know, bulimia and stuff like that, because I mean that's stuff that especially like young people, they kind of do go through that stuff. I mean, not, well, not kind of, they do go through it. So like, what did you think of them kind of, you know, addressing those issues but doing it in a lighthearted type of dark comedy way?
Like, I didn't mind some of it. It just, when it's, when the movie started getting towards the middle, towards the end, it just felt more extreme of like joke, like I was watching a prank movie in a way. It was just too much for me. It was just ridiculous to me. But in the beginning, I mean, it was like a slow builder. You understood what was happening. And then, like, in the middle towards the end, it was just like, what I'm watching?
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree with that, because I felt like the beginning part, it was, like you said, it was a little bit more cohesive.
And then, yeah.
I would say after what happens with the two football players in the woods, which we'll discuss that, but I feel like after that point is where the movie kind of spews off into somewhat of a tangent, and it just goes all over the place.
For me, I think after when the first half of that, like, it just started going downhill for me, and I was like, oh Lord.
Yeah, that's where it starts, but right after the two football players is where it really just, okay, we're going to dive off, off the case.
It was just more like, okay, is this like, did this movie actually hit the movie theaters, or this was one of the VHS straight to, you know, VHS type of thing? It went to the movie theater. Yeah. I know, I googled it. I was curious, and I can't believe Rotten Tomatoes gave like a decent rating. And I'm just like, I wasn't from this era, so you know, of course, my opinion is different.
Yeah.
But I want to ask people I know older, have they watched it, and do they think it was a good movie in their time? So I will let you know on the next movie talk and see if I can find people who ever watched this movie. So hopefully.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see. If you know this scene.
I'm at least ask my 10. I kind of have to hope at least one watched it before. I'm talking about during that time.
Yeah.
Like, not just like, you know, in the early 2000s. That don't count. Yeah. So.
No, I know what you mean. Like, at the time of its release and everything.
Right. At least in that, you know, like, first, like, 3-year period or something.
Yeah.
So.
Because, I mean, I did a little research as well, and I found that this movie was considered very controversial when it came out, because of the fact that they went at suicides or whatnot and making it kind of a jokey type thing.
Yeah, so, it was, yeah.
But even with that, they kind of, even though it's done in a comedic way, it's not really done for laughs, because basically what they were kind of saying with that was that, okay, yes, we the viewer know that these people are being killed or whatnot, and everyone else is seeing it as suicides, but the people, even though they were bad people, they're remembered in a good way. You know, like when the first Heather, after she's killed or whatnot, and it's deemed as a suicide, you know, her popularity even grows even more, you know,
whatnot. Even more.
So it's like, it's like, okay, they kind of touching on something with that, because like with certain celebrities when they die or whatnot, you know, some, you know, even though they're good, they were, you know, fan favorites or whatnot, but even some that wasn't, but after they passed away, they're remembered for all the good. You try not to talk about the bad stuff in a way.
Right.
And everything. So I kind of thought that was interesting that they did it in that regard. So, of course, you talked about the whole thing at the cafeteria, but this is when we're introduced to Jason Dean, played by Christian Slater. And right off the bat, you kind of tell that there's some type of an attraction between him and Veronica, because, you know, even though they don't know each other, he's the new kid in school, just from across the cafeteria, they kind of making eyes at each other and they looking at each other. He, you know, you could tell there was something between them. And then, of course, we know what happens with them as their relationship grows throughout the movie. What did you think of their chemistry together?
Okay, before I go to that one, when I first saw him, first impressions, I was like, okay, you know, he like her. He might be shy. He might be a wimp. Oh, I was completely wrong.
Let me guess. Let me guess. That all changed when he pulls out that Dirty Harry 45.
And yeah, with the blanks in it, because at that part when he did that, I was like, what the hell? Like, when I say it came out of so left field for me, I was like, I had to pause on Netflix, was like, rewind, did I just see him do what I think he did? And then the heavens explain what he did. But I was just like, okay, this movie is very interesting. I'm blaming people on Twitter if I don't like this movie. And when you go back to the attraction, it was like, okay, you just, you know, curious to see what's going to happen. But I thought he was a wimp. She was going to take advantage of him, and then, like, they basically kill people. That's what I thought was going to happen, something like that. But it was vice versa in a way. And the chemistry in the luxury was okay. The messed up part, though, I'm bouncing to another situation. It's the young lady. I don't know her name, but, you know, she kind of husky. And they played a joke on her. That was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I went to school. That happened to people I knew at the time who did that to other people. So it's like, it kind of brought my memory for me. It's like, assholes. But that was, like, very mean. And she had her parts in the movie, too. So they focus on her. Do you know her name?
I think it was Donna Dump Truck. I know her nickname was Dump Truck. I know that because, like, she was a hefty girl. Even though she kind of borderline looking like a boy, but that's just me.
At first, I thought it was a boy.
I thought it was, but it wasn't.
So I was like, but when they say she, I was like, oh, okay, because you got me good. But her part in the movie was like, it kind of make you feel, okay, had some type of compassion for her.
Yeah.
Because what she was going through was actually real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Throwing the movie versus, you know, the other two, Jason and Veronica, you know, all these suicides and all the crap they was doing, killing people. But when she came in the picture, it made you think, like, wow, like, this is, like, real problems that's happening. And then you got these other two dumbos doing it, like, you know, because they hate, like, the bullies and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, they kind of was doing her a favor in a way, but not indirectly.
Yeah. And, I mean, to kind of continue on with that, I mean, like you say, with her, I think that even though the other stuff is done for comedic relief, but none of the scenes involving her was done in funny ways. Like you say, the prank in the cafeteria, then the whole thing where she's sitting alone in the gym.
Yeah, that was depressing watching.
Yeah.
And then the shirt she had on, and then the soda spilled down her shirt and stuff. And she goes outside, and I'm just like, oh, this is going to be the real suicide of this movie. Okay. Yeah. And then she freaking lives.
She botched it.
And then at the very end, you said one of those comedian scenes. At the end, it was comedian. I'm going to just hop into the end. You have Veronica say, hey, you want to go to prom with me? And it's like, yeah. I mean, no, not prom. Like, they're going to eat, like, popcorn or whatever.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, watch movies and stuff. That was a funny part with her. That's the only fun part you saw her in it. Because the mother in this movie kept asking Veronica, hey, are you going to, like, you know, have a date? Oh, I have Dark Horse in the running. And then her father's just an idiot. So if she calls him that.
Yeah.
If I did that to a family member, I'll be on the floor, like, trying to catch my breath. At that time, you know, when you were a kid, in a way. So.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's kind of a decent segue in a way, because we're talking about, like, the scenes that wasn't really done for comedic relief, and the scene I want to bring up is basically Veronica's last, you know, her initiation into full Heather, you know, Heather's group or whatnot, is that she has to go with main Heather to this Remington college party or whatnot,
yeah.
And basically have sex with this dude. And it's right. like really, like, what? Like, that's how you get initiated into the clique or whatever. I'm like, really? But I mean, what did you think of that scene?
It was disturbing. It's like, okay, she trying to, like, okay, two things. I was like, okay, She tried to get her into the group initiation, but I was like, okay, what if this is a plan to set her up in a way? And then they go back to school Monday, which actually kind of happened. Like, well, you know, before, you know, she got the Heather won. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And Veronica's like, no, you're not. I'm not having sex with you, basically. And because I think she was drinking, too. She had too much to drink. She threw up on her, well, I think on her floor, or whatever. But yeah. I think her feet was the other one. And they go outside arguing with each other. It's like, oh, I'm terrified about what happened. And then it's like, it's very cheesy once again. And the other Heather just trying to, like, okay, you want to be in that group, you got to do stuff. It kind of felt like a sorority with rich people, but to the extreme.
Yeah, but the difference is that because it's brought up the fact that they're juniors. So they're juniors in high school, and these dudes are in college.
Right, and they pedophiles. And then what's the one dude talking about, well, you know, I like going around, yo. I don't like hearing, like, what's your major? I like, you fucking pervert.
Yeah, pretty much. So, like I said, they was... I mean, like, there's certain scenes in this movie that they really, like, they make, you know, kind of like a head scratcher, like, are they really going there with this? But they,
right,
you know, they go just far enough, but not all the way. But you can read between the lines of what was really going on with this, and the fact that this is, there's a deal with Main Heather and these college dudes, and it's almost like, okay, she's basically bringing these girls there for them to have sex with.
So we kind of basically she's the she's the pimp, and then they are her bottle bitches.
I guess so.
I mean, the other two went through that. It is like, oh, and like you said in the beginning, Veronica, you could tell she was different from them, the Heathers, and she was like, oh, screw this, I'm not doing this. But anyway, she gonna have sex anyway. But she has sex with the person she like, which is JD.
Yes. So I mean, in that regard, that's different. You know, at least she liked him, and then they did become boyfriend and girlfriend.
No. I know that, but like, wasn't on the same night that she did that though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. I mean, even when she had sex, but I mean, I'm not condoning, you know, the college boy, you know, had sex with her. I mean, at least she had common sense. Like, oh no. So.
Exactly. Plus, JD was her age. So,
right, they gotta be like 16, 17.
Exactly. Cause well, how old are these college dudes is, but they in college, so
right.
That's just terrible. But so piggybacking off of that, you know, Heather's basically going to tell everyone, you know, what happened at the party and the fact that Veronica didn't go through with it. She was gonna basically ruin her, you know, status in high school, this, that, and the other. So JD and Veronica basically come up with this plan to basically kill Heather. Like, you go to that extreme.
When they was talking about it, I was like, oh, okay, they really not going to do it. It's a joke. You know, she's kind of joking in a way, Veronica, but she's not, like, completely serious. But JD was like, okay, yeah, we can do this. She's like, nah, we can't. No, we can. And then didn't they put, like, Drano in milk or something?
I don't know. I know it was Drano, but I don't know what the hell else was in that drink.
Yeah, and then, you know, when the Heather was gagging, you see, like, the blueprint in her mouth from the damn drink. Oh, my God. I was like, what a watch, Dad. Twitter people. But I was like, okay. She collapsed through the table. I'm like, what the heck? I paused, rewind again. I was like, and I'm watching this correctly. And I was like, okay. And then, like, JD, like, he's like, oh, he just like calm and cool, collected. Look, like he did it before. And then Veronica's like panicking. And then they write a freaking suicide letter. And that's how all this crap come to in the movie. So it started coming in a pattern.
So what did you think about how everyone reacted to it? You know,
I was shocked. They wasn't celebrating. It was more like, oh, one of our peers died, and we had to celebrate her life in the way. And Veronica's just like, really? Like, y'all really celebrating this? Especially when they was in the class, and the teacher, I forgot her name. What was her name? Paula?
Yeah,
maybe that's her name.
Yeah.
She was like basically trying to express, like, you know, the kids, like, what they feel about what happened. And Veronica laughing, because I think one dude she used to date, Heather, it's like, oh, it wasn't because of me, it was because of her. And she started laughing, and then she basically went to pretend she was crying. It had, like, good parts in this movie, like, maybe, like, a cameo of something, but that's about it.
So, I mean, I thought it was weird, like, how everyone basically like they wanted to glamorize her in a sense
because she a two-page spread out in the yearbook.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't nice to anybody in the school, including her friends. But in her death, because she committed suicide, quote unquote, everyone wanted to love and appreciate her so much. So I thought everyone's reaction to that and how they played that up was like, okay, I see what type of message they're trying to send with this. But I mean, what do you think of? Okay, first of all, where the hell was her parents at for able for JD and Veronica just to ease in her house like that?
I don't know, yo. I don't know. I was one of the same thing. It kind of reminded me. Remember Nettie and how you never see the parents and stuff? I mean, you saw Veronica. She don't count. I was like, damn, where's this girl parents at?
Exactly. Like I said, was this on a Saturday or something like that? Then that could probably pass if it was like on the weekend or something. But I think this happened during the week. So it's like, what the hell?
Wait a minute. But she said she's going to tell everybody on Monday. So it had to happen on Friday. Yeah.
So it was the weekend. So let's say that was Saturday, I guess. So yeah, I could. Okay. Yeah. So then, okay, we can get at a pass then parents not being around. All right. But
they got lucky.
But speaking of the parents, because I mean, the only parents we really see, we see JD's dad, because their relationship was kind of weird. What did you think of the parents that we do see in the movie and the adults' reaction to everything that's going on overall?
Far as let me go step by step. First, what's his name? Not DJ. Jesus, I forgot the main name already. JD, sorry, already. JD, his father's nuts. When I first was introduced to him, and the relationship they have, so, oh yeah, he's a psycho. You know, he's a construction worker, I believe, and he's like blow up stuff or whatever, like buildings and stuff. I'm like, okay, how the relationship they have is like very weird. Even Veronica picked that up. Her parents just seem like your upper class. Far as, you know, my daughter's here. You know, we just support her and we just sit all day, eat and like read newspapers type of thing. So that's all they really did. The teachers and all of them at the school, I believe the principal was the older dude. Mm-hmm. He actually, the principal, I think his name Gowen, he actually used to play on General Hospital as Edward. I was like, I know him. I was like, damn, he was old here. I was like, Jesus, okay. No disrespect to him. I was like, damn. I mean, he was born 1928, so I'm not surprised, but this is like, Jesus, like, you know how you watch some movies and you see this person like, dang, you can't find a movie when they was young,
yeah.
But you had to like dig and dig? That's what it feel like him.
That's kind of like, what's his name, the dude that from The Exorcist that played Father Mirren. Even though he was made up to look older in The Exorcist, but I've never seen him in a movie where he actually looked young. So
I had to find a movie with I'm blanking on his name. He always narrates stuff. He was in the yes. And I was just like, damn, he was young. But I found movies when he was younger. But it was just like, Jesus. Like, you've been old for a long time. But his part, it kind of like threw me off when they having the meeting about the suicides, because they really wasn't like compassionate. But I was like, okay, like, oh, can we leave early? Oh, you know, he was like, what the fuck? Like, he was really human in that part. Care. And then he really did. He talked about, oh, was the cheerleader one? I'm just like, the fuck? Like, really? Like, it would just sound like nonchalant for them, except for the one lady. And she just looking like, okay, we have to have compassion about these deaths and stuff. He's just like, nah, like, can we leave? He's like, dad, you know, I only can give you basically like an hour. I can't give you a half a day because the cheerleader didn't die. I'm like, really? Like, you want to go home?
Yeah, but I think him having an obsession with the cheerleader, Heather, was kind of saying something about him. But
yeah. Oh, well, you know what? They didn't, like, tap on it what I thought they was. They didn't really go into that.
No, they did, but just his reaction about her kind of just let you know that maybe he has some type of feelings about
her. Yeah. Right, little cliffhanger. I mean, he old enough to be her grandpa, so maybe great. Okay, but it was fun seeing him in the movie for me personally. Far as the other parent, what other person did we see in this movie besides those three and the people at the school?
Well, I said, you had the two idiot cops.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One of them is a pedophile, number one. The other one is dumb. And because that, I mean, do you want to hop in when it was in the woods and stuff?
Yeah, we can go into that.
Yeah, so, one minute. Okay, before that, JD tried to convince Veronica, oh, these are some type of the gun. It's not blanks this time. What did he say? Oh, what did he say? Tranquilizers or something?
Yeah, because they was old World War II bullets and she
believed
it.
Dumbass. Dumb. You know, damn. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a dummy in this movie already. Yeah, as soon as he said, I was like, oh, yeah, they about to shoot these two idiots. Because Veronica did a favor for the other Veronica and to go on a date. And then these two idiots get so drunk. First of all, the second one, I think, at the time. Correct me if I'm wrong. I forgot which Heather it was. But
that's
you know what I'm talking
about. That's the cheerleader.
Okay, cheerleader. Okay. She's over there having sex with one of them. And it just looks so fake. It was just like ridiculous how they was doing it. It was like she was like a doll, a blow up doll, and he was just roughing it because he's drunk. And I'm just like really her leg just dangling. And then the other one, he just like so drunk. Veronica's like, oh, get away from me. And he passes out. Yeah. And then you get JD stalking ass. As soon as he casts, oh yeah, he is really crazy and he's a stalker. And then, because at this point, she had mud on her from the, then they, like, push a cow.
Yeah, cow. Down.
Yeah, dumbasses. And I'm just like, oh, my God, how long did I have to go for this movie? Like, I kept clicking to see how long I had to go. I don't think I ever did that. I do that with wrestling, but that's wrestling. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, ugh. And then you have, like, the next day. Veronica talking to one of the dudes because they doing like I think they're doing a yearbook or something, if I'm not mistaken, or like the lunch thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get these two bras. I'm like, oh, yeah, we heard what you did last night. And she's like, what? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Besides him passing out. And then the other dude told her, hey, about, you know, you tongue kissing both of them or whatever, like, you know, going to a stream in a way. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. So that's how they get their payback. And she tells them to meet in the woods, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, they about to get got. And then they set up the freaking death, like, okay, she missed one of them. I forgot their names. Correct me. She missed one of them.
It was Kurt and Ram.
Kurt, okay. So who shot Kurt? Was it JD?
JD shot Kurt, and then...
Kurt.
And then Ram.
She missed.
Yeah, she shot and missed, and then...
He had to go run. Yeah, chase him in the circle. And then he come back. He's like, I'm gonna shoot. And then she shoots. But during that whole time, she's realizing, like, he's fucking dead. I'm like, yeah, you dumb bra. He's dead. Like, he's dead. Like, this ain't no tranquilizer.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, God. He come back. And she shoot him. Right. It's, oh, my God. Oh.
But okay, what's funny about seeing Kurt in this, because he's actually in another movie from, matter of fact, the same year. He was in the movie Summer School, and he plays a completely different character. He's still a jock, but he's actually a nice guy in that one. So it's funny that he was in two movies that came out in 1988 playing a similar character, but one is very nice, the other is a piece of trash. I thought that was interesting, though. Plus he played on he ended up going on to play in the TV show Jag or whatnot. So yeah. but yeah, I mean that whole thing, that was kinda funny. And I mean we gotta touch on this before we move on. The fact that Christian Slater always had on this big ass coat.
Yeah, imagine it's a nice day outside, and I'm just like, okay. Like.
Granted, they was in Ohio, so I mean, it probably is kind of cool there or whatnot. So
he was just wearing it because he thought he looked cool then.
Well, that and probably too, because it hit that big ass 45 that he was always walking around with.
So, that gun had more action in this movie than anybody else in this movie had.
Yeah, but I thought it was interesting too that every time that he was on camera, well, you probably didn't notice this, but every time, like all his scenes, there was always like a Western type, you know, little music in the background of him, and then like him with that big ass coat, and I was like, I wonder if they was like trying to make him be like a gunslinger or something, especially with him with that big ass gun or whatnot. But I did think that was kind of interesting though. but yeah, I mean, at this point, this is, you know, after this goes down and whatnot, I think this is where Veronica realized that, hey, JD is legit crazy, and he just wants to kill people for the sake of killing people. It's not that he's trying to do it for the greater good here. He just gets off on killing people. He's a sociopath or whatnot. So that's when we get this whole thing where they finally break up, and then, like I say, at this point is where the movie really takes this whole kind of nosedive, where the two of them is basically trying to one up the other. And in the midst of all this, we get Heather Duke, played by Shannon Doherty, where even though for the most of the movie she was always the ditzy, you know, goofy Heather or whatnot, but at this point, this is where she kind of ascends to the top and takes over as the queen bee of the school in a way, but she's still being led in a way by JD and all his craziness or whatnot. So, I mean, what'd you think of like how that whole thing was kind of playing out?
I didn't see that coming, actually, far as her becoming like, you know, the new Heather, like the number one Heather. It was weird seeing her do that. And he was plotting against, you know, basically trying to get Veronica back in his good graces. I was like, okay, where is this going exactly? It's like, oh, okay. He's basically trying to set up this Heather for Veronica to come back to him and then they kill her type of thing.
Yeah.
That's what he thought that was going to happen, but it didn't happen that way.
Because, I mean...
A little bit, but they didn't go through it.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you think about it, you would have thought that the other Heather, cheerleader Heather, would have been the one to ascend, but it's funny, it's like, after the main Heather died or whatnot, cheerleader Heather, she kind of started having issues of her own, and it really kind of comes to a head when she calls that, you know, that hot prop radio show that they all listen to. And she was supposed to be anonymous or using a fake name, but she ended up using her real name first and then tried to cover it up and just ruined the whole thing. And like I say, you realize that she had some deeper issues herself or whatnot. So that's why she tried to commit suicide by swallowing a bunch of pills or whatnot, but that didn't take because Veronica stopped that. And in a way, that was kind of like the last time you really saw her really in the movie. From a character standpoint, yeah, you see her like toward the end when everybody's in the gym or whatnot, and they're having like the big pep rally type thing. But as far as like from a character standpoint, that was the last time you really saw her as really having some type of, you know, real scene in the movie. So I thought that was kind of interesting how they just kind of brushed her to the side. So.
Yeah, because she really didn't have an impact in this movie. I mean, besides, you know, like you said, the suicide attempt. But other than that, I kind of forgot about her.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you like, of course, in real life, years later, Shannon Doherty would show her own mean girl type way in real life.
Oh, yeah. And
whatnot.
Yeah.
But here, because she was Little Miss Goody Two Shoes trying to play mean girl. I mean, what did you think of her, like, in this role, especially when she becomes the queen bee of the school?
It was okay. It wasn't nothing like, oh, okay, she deserved it type of thing. It was like, oh, okay, here we go. Another pattern. Somebody else will get got. So, that's how I already saw.
Yeah, pretty much. But I thought it was fun, too, because, like, some research I did, because of the fact that she did grow up very conservative, and especially around this time, she was still in that type of way or whatnot. So, like, a lot of her lines, especially when she, like, certain things that she says, especially, like, her cursing and whatnot, they say that it was hard for her to kind of keep a straight face, so you could tell that she was trying not to laugh in certain things. So, as I was watching the movie, I was looking for that, and you can tell that she's, like, she's uncomfortable with it, but at the same time, she finds it very funny that she's being allowed to say those words and stuff like that. And I was like, Jesus, really? But, especially with what she would go on and do years later, you know, being a complete nutcase. But, but I mean, it's well documented.
I wasn't trying to, like, bring that up. I was like, let me just leave that alone.
No, but I just find it, I know, I just find it funny that because of how she grew up and she was very conservative and stuff like that, but then when she get to 90210 and then even with Charmed, you know, and stuff like that, how she acted toward, it's funny with this Shannon Doherty is completely different to the Shannon Doherty that we really know, as far as like what we heard in stories of how she acted. So I just thought that was interesting. So we get to the point where, like, say, Veronica's basically had enough of JD and his crap because she realized just what type of person he is. So she realized that he's actually coming for her next, in a sense. So she basically she basically one-ups him in a way, and she hangs herself. And he comes in the room because he has a good thing about coming through people's window for some reason.
Right, and then he has a ladder. I know she hear that goddamn noise. Remember the first time he startled her? I'm like, you ain't hear that damn noise? It's like, Saved by the Bell. Like, what the, like, really? Oh, sister, sister. I'm like, dude, I'm like, clearly you can hear him go clink, 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 clink. And he gets in there with his gun, of course. He's like, oh, I was coming here to kill you. And, well, you did it. And I'm like, okay. Well, now, so that I was like, wow. Then I was like, wait a minute. That's right, way too loose. I was like, nah, she ain't done just yet.
Yeah. So
I mean, the mother believed it, though.
Yeah, that was funny. When she come in there, she said this. She's like, oh, hey. Hey, what's up, mom? Like, this.
Right. Like, oh, I'm just practicing, you know, my death for you and dad. Since he's an idiot. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay. She just like, what the hell? Like, they didn't even show, like, a reaction after that. Like, she not grounded or nothing.
No, so. she just show up at the school because she know what JD's up to or whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it go back to, I guess, the way his mother died was supposed to be an accident, but the mom basically committed suicide by going inside one of the buildings that the dad, you know, was doing a demolition on, and that's how his mother died. And I'm assuming that kind of always stuck with him, and that's kind of why he grew up to be kind of how he was or whatnot, because of what happened with his mother. So she realized what he was planning to do by setting these charges around the school, but then going and then blowing up the school from the boiler room. And basically you get like this whole cat and mouse game, and then this big fight, or as I like to refer to it as the first boiler room brawl in a way, with the two of them fighting in the boiler room, trying to, you know, one trying to blow up the school, the other trying to stop it, and they go back and forth and all this, and she ends up shooting his finger off, and it was just a complete mess.
It wasn't no blazing that gun.
No, it wasn't. So. but I mean, okay, you can't tell me that you didn't think about Mankind versus The Undertaker when they were fighting in the boiler room.
I swear to God, I wasn't even thinking about wrestling watching this movie.
Okay,
I was thinking like, okay, how long I have to go? Oh, a couple more minutes, it is almost over.
But no, I guess, well, maybe it's just me, but I mean,
that's no, it's you. Yeah, that's all you, because I was just like, okay. So she gonna save the day, but she don't realize, you know, he put the TNTs basically in the and what was it, the oh my god,
under bleachers,
but in the, what is it called, the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I was like, okay, she gonna be too late anyway because he already did it. No, they swerved the hell out of us. She goes outside and, you know, banged up like she, like you said, she had a wrestling match and got, no, kind of remind me of Peter and the chicken fight. Anyway. Yeah. And she goes outside, you know, just hugging it up. Like, she's just like, okay, who? And then the camera, like, kind of, like, cuts. I'm like, what the hell? And then you see him walking out there, bleak, down to death, with that damn coat that he never took off yet. And he goes down the steps. God, I don't know how he's walking. I thought she got his ass. And she looking like, what the hell? And then he's just like, something about power. Then you have power.
She got
and
the juice. Like,
Jesus Christ. And then the juice is loose. He opens up his little trench coat, whatever, and he has the bomb. And then it stops, and he had to, like, tap it because he knows it's something wrong with his cheap, I guess. And then he go bang, bang, bang. And then she gets out a cigarette and smoking. And it is just, I was like, thank God this movie is over.
Damn. No, but I
don't ask me about no crappy stars. Don't ask me about no 3 stars in this movie. You're not getting it from me. So, no.
All right. Well, I won't do that because I already pretty much know your opinion on the movie. I mean, for me, like I say, this was the first time that I really sat and actually watched it all the way through. I mean, yes, it's a dark comedy and everything, and because I was trying to look at it as far as, you know, the 1988. I'm trying to look at it through 1988 eyes, not 2018 eyes or whatnot.
Well, sorry, I can't do that. No, it ain't working. I was just like, okay, it's one of them. Like, I love 80s movies, but it's just like, oh my God, I can't get through. I would never watch. I wouldn't even ask my brother to watch it to be funny, to get his opinion on it. Eva brother, my older brother, he probably, you know, I'm gonna ask, well, he was born around that. I'm gonna ask if he ever watched this wonderful movie.
So, but I mean, it's funny that this movie was picked because it came out 30 years ago, so we are kind of doing a 30-year anniversary of it, in a way.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, so in that regard, I mean.
3 years later, I was born. Okay, Jesus, okay.
But. I do have some movie trivia real quick before we get out of here, which I thought was interesting. Some of the stuff that I read about it. It says here that Christian Slater stated that his performance was heavily inspired by Jack Nicholson, and he claimed that he wrote a letter to Nicholson asking him to watch the film, but did not receive an answer. And I can kind of see that, especially with how he was talking in the movie. He did sound like Jack Nicholson, like his delivery.
Yeah, I agree.
So that, I thought that was kind of interesting. It says that Brad Pitt auditioned for the role of JD. He was rejected because he was considered too nice.
I can see that. I can see that, yeah.
It says the role of Heather McNamara, that was the cheerleader, Heather, was originally offered to 17-year-old Heather Graham. Heather's parents refused to let her take on the role because of the dark subject matter.
I don't blame them. Okay.
If only they would have. But she, I think she was in Drugstore Cowboy, which came out like a year later.
Oh shit. Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, but she was legal though. So.
Yeah, she was legal, but still, like.
Nah, but yeah, you're 17. Nah. Yeah. You over the age? Okay. What the hell?
Let's see here. Let's see. The name Heather is said 90 times throughout the movie.
Oh, I thought it was 100, but okay. 10 is 100.
It says Drew Barrymore auditioned for a role in the film. That would have been interesting.
I could see her being the Heather. Yeah, I could see her being the Heather.
Now, here's an interesting one for you. It says, Winona Ryder's agent begged her not to be in the movie, stating her career would be over. Well, her career didn't end here. Her career actually ended in the early 2000s when she ended up being a kleptomaniac and shoplifting. So, but then she came back with Stranger Things. So,
but okay. In her defense, I see I can see where he coming from. Far as on paper, you look on paper, it's like, okay, what is this? I mean, you gotta give him some type of credit. At least he was trying to avoid it. I mean, a lot of people like it because they got a good rating, which I couldn't even believe. So, I mean,
yeah.
And I saw something like they only made $1 million out of $3 million, so they only lost $2 million. So, far as making it wise, so
yeah,
it's like that really was a $3 million budget. Yep. But okay.
But I would say this movie is one of the movies that made Winona Ryder a star too. So
yeah,
so he was wrong. let's see. Renee Estevez, who plays Betty Finn in this movie, Veronica's former friend before she ditches them for the Heathers, is Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen's sister and Martin Sheen's daughter. It's interesting.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, the woman who plays her mother, you should recognize her because you used to watch Charmed. That's Grams.
I was like, she looked familiar. Okay.
Yeah, when she was younger.
Yeah. Once again, okay.
Okay, here's the last one for you. Jim Carrey, Judd Nelson, and Jason Bateman were considered for the role of JD.
You know what? I would just keep, whatchamacallit?
Christian Slater.
Yeah, Slater. I
could have seen Judd Nelson playing that because
a little bit.
He played a similar type character in The Breakfast Club. It just he wasn't, you know, crazy.
But I think he
had a big ass coat too.
Oh, okay. But I think Slater kind of nailed it. You know, after you watch certain movies, like, oh, okay, you can replace, but it's like, would it have been effective, like, come off more like, okay, organic in the way. I mean, yeah, he was crazy in this movie, but it was a hokey pokey, but it wasn't like, oh, okay, like, click off type of movie. Well, For me, it was, but I couldn't do that to you because you were like, why you didn't watch it? But if we wasn't reviewed, I would have clicked it off. But yeah. It was more one of them, okay, yeah, he kind of fit that role at that time. Yeah. So.
But I mean, of those three names that I mentioned, Judd Nelson, I think, would have been the only one of those three besides Christian Slater that could have pulled that role off.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I couldn't have seen Jim Carrey or Jason Bateman, especially back then.
No. Yeah. And I wasn't even born. Yeah. But, yeah.
I couldn't have seen them pulling out. Judd Nelson would have been the only other choice for me, at least.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else that you want to discuss about the movie?
God, no. thank you for having me back on for Jay's Movie Talk.
Yes.
That's about it. Thank you, Twitter poll fan, for picking this movie. Okay, what was the other three movies again?
So it was Southpaw, Rogue One, and 30 Days of Night.
Okay, what is 30 Days of Night? What is that?
That's a horror movie. It's the one with Josh Hartnett where they in Alaska when it goes to 30 days a night and they have to basically survive for those 30 days against the vampires that show up.
Oh, shit, I probably like that better. Like, I love vampires.
That is a good movie.
They should have picked that. That probably been okay.
Well, Rogue One was actually in second place.
Rogue One. Wait a minute, that's the one came in the movie. No,
That's the Star Wars. It's not a part. It's a Star Wars story. It's not a part of the actual episodes. You know, 1 through 8. It's not a part of that. It's a Star Wars story. It's a spinoff.
When did it come out?
That came out 2 years ago.
No, I saw that then. Yeah, I saw that movie.
Not The Force Awakens. Not that.
No. Okay. I saw Rogue One.
Okay.
So you need to ask me when you post these things.
Well, it was a good thing it didn't. Okay, well, here's... Okay. Well, this is the one that is up now. So...
Okay.
Which is funny. I put this on here. The Chaperone with Triple H.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my fucking God. That better not win.
No. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. Movie called Death Sentence with Kevin Bacon. Lost in Space and Piranha, the remake.
Wait a minute. Lost in Space. What's that about?
That's the one that was based off the old TV show. It had Gary Oldman and them when they go out in space because they're trying to find another Earth or whatnot. And then they...
Was that with Sandra Bullock? And,
No. She's not enough.
Okay, so what that movie I'm talking about? It was her and then George Clooney.
Oh, you're talking about Gravity.
Okay, yeah. Wrong movie. Okay. Yeah. And what was the last one?
Piranha.
Did I see that one? I don't know. Mm. Okay, but, I don't think I did.
There's only, as of right now, I mean, by the time this episode is posted, it will be already done.
Okay.
Well, actually, in fact, it'll be done in the next 3 hours. But all intents and purposes, Piranha is going to win. So we're going back to the killer fish, in a sense.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, Ving Rhames is in it, so.
I don't care. Like, give me a movie, I'll be like, oh, okay. All right, this seems fine. Damn.
Okay,
well, thank God the Chaperone did. Keep the poll.
This is what I was going to say. So how about this? So... Because what I do is I kind of just go through Netflix and I go through like different categories and I just pick out certain movies. So if you see, if you see Jesus. Certain movies that you haven't seen, just send them to me and then I'll, you know.
No. This is the beauty of you picking these movies. So at the very end of this, I'll be like, yeah, you pick these freaking movies in this poll. And then people on Twitter, you know, you need to give them a break and do it on Facebook or on Instagram. Let's see what the dynamic change next time. So
we'll see.
I'm not crapping on you people. I'm just saying, like, I mean, I was okay with the shot stalking the old white lady. Did we get this ridiculous movie? I mean, even Mean Girls is better than this movie.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Do you think that Mean Girls took a lot from this movie?
Oh, yeah, they did. Okay. But it wasn't to the extreme.
It went to the extreme, but you could tell, like, I'm just saying as far as, like, the dynamic of the Heather girls, and, yeah, they took a lot from this movie.
So, oh, totally, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I can't ask Keita's recommendation on this.
Do not watch. That's my recommendation.
Oh, man. Alright, well, in that case, I mean, I'll tell anybody.
Sit you up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Yeah. No, what I said, I don't recommend this movie to nobody, but if you want to watch it, we need to set you up a voicemail, Jay, for people could tell you their opinions of the movies that they watch. And so why we do this once a month if they watch the movie too.
All right, well, we have to look into doing it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I want to thank you, of course, Keita, for, you know, joining on this episode. This was, but these are your episodes, in a sense, that we do once a month.
Yeah, no check.
Hey, this was you came up with this idea.
Right, but I didn't expect it to go this route. I thought you was going to pick the movies, and then like, boom. No, you got people on Twitter picking them. I mean, at the end of the day, you guys picked it. I'm watching it, so, you know, if you get a laugh out of it, ha-ha on me. But
yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, so. Thank you for, you know, opening my eyes up to these movies I would never watch again. So, okay.
Yeah, so. There you go. So, like I say, it actually forced me to watch it all the way through for the first time. So, I'm kind of on this journey along with you in some cases.
You know, you don't count, okay? Because I don't watch these movies at all. You don't count. You are a movie fanatic, so it don't count to you. Right, so, if you didn't watch this movie, it's like, oh, okay, but you watched like 100,000 already. So,
yeah, this is true. This is
exactly. True. So.
So, I want to thank everyone for, you know, listening to this episode. We'll be back in March to do Piranha, you and I, and everything. So, that should be fun and everything.
Lord, I don't even know what I'm expecting, but okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, so since you haven't seen it, that's going to be really fun. I've seen that one or whatnot. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. So, I will be back for episode 81. Don't know exactly what I'll be doing for that yet. But you can check out all of the episodes on the TV Zone Podcast Network.podbean.com. And all episodes also available on iTunes and Stitcher. You can check me out on Instagram at JMT Podcast, as well as Twitter, of course, where at J Movie Talk, where, like I said, we'll be posting the polls for, you know, these episodes and other stuff as well. And, you know, just interact with us over there. So that's pretty much it for me. Keita, you want to plug anything or no?
No, not at all. I don't want my shows affiliate with this at all. No, I'm okay, though. Thank you, though. Thanks for having me.
So basically, since you want, I will say this, that you can find Keita on J Movie Talk once a month.
There you go. Don't plug me with this crap.
I'm not going to do you like that. Look, I respect your wishes.
Whatever. On a serious note, you can follow me on the Twitter at @1991 Keita Hubbard or whatever I have on there. But again, thank you for having me, Jay, on this journey of hell. And I will see you guys in March. So hopefully I can get through the year. If I don't, you understand why. So
yeah, and like I say, we'll probably switch it up for April's poll.
God, please put some sports movies. At least some vampires or
okay,
some,
you just gave me an idea.
Or some blues or something.
That'll
like
be the next poll. It'll be sports movies. So
yeah, like I mean. And don't do no crap. Can you give me at least one poll with no crappy movies? Like, no crappy. At least
like I said,
one.
The sports movies, they won't be crap. Hopefully, there's some good ones that's on Netflix. So.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I already saw The Longest Yard, so.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, so you're a little late, so. But, yeah.
The Adam Sandler one, not the Burt Reynolds original one.
No, I saw both of them.
You seen both? Okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yes, I did. It wasn't my choice, but yeah.
Granted, he's in both, but still, you know what you, you know what I meant.
I know. Yeah, I saw both of them.
So. All right, but yeah, no, I'll find some good sports movies on Netflix and then put it on the poll, and that'll be for April. So yeah.
Thank the Lord. Okay, those are my last words, by the way.
All right. Well, my last words would be, "Lick it up, baby. Lick it up."